AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it looks like Russia may be getting some help in Ukraine from North Korea.
Our information indicates that the DPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells, while obfuscating the real destination of the arms shipments by trying to make it appear as though they're being sent to countries in the Middle East or North Africa.
Kirby says they are monitoring this to determine whether the shipments are actually received. North Korea has sought to tighten relations with Russia as much of Europe and the West has pulled away, blaming the U.S. for the Ukraine crisis. Air raid sirens sounded in South Korea after the North fired missiles in its direction.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff say one of the missiles landed just 16 miles away from the rival's sea border. Seoul quickly responded by launching its own projectiles. The launches came hours after the North threatened to use nuclear weapons to get the US and South Korea to pay the most horrible price in history, it says, in protest at ongoing military drills that it views as an invasion rehearsal. The White House has maintained the U.S. has no hostile intent towards North Korea, only working with allies to curb the North's nuclear ambitions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kansas suspended Hall of Fame basketball coach Bill Self and a top assistant for the first four games of the season as part of a fallout from a lengthy FBI investigation into college basketball corruption. The NFL's Washington Commanders could soon be for sale after embattled owners Dan and Tanya Snyder said they've hired Bank of America Securities to consider potential transactions. Snyder's ownership in Washington has come under scrutiny over allegations of a toxic workplace culture and potential financial improprieties. Stocks have opened lower on Wall Street ahead of what traders expect will be another big interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. Food writer Julie Powell, who was one of the subjects of the 2009 movie Julie and Julia, has died. Her editor says it was cardiac arrest. The AP's Margie Zaralletta reports Powell was 49.
Julie Powell blogged for a year about making every recipe in Julia Child's book Mastering the Art of French Cooking. She wrote a book about it, which led to the film version with Amy Adams playing Powell and Meryl Streep as Child. Powell told reporters in 2009 she left a stick of butter under Child's portrait at the Smithsonian in Washington and thought she was going to be arrested. Then she got a call 2 months later.
They called me like, oh my God, we'd love to have you. I'm like, so you're not mad about that butter thing? And they were like, oh, we loved it.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
$1.2 billion is up for grabs in tonight's Powerball lottery drawing. Winners of giant jackpots nearly always take the cash. Financial advisors say it may be best to take the annuity option. The odds of having to make that decision, 1 in 292.2 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.